Hi, this is Matt Welch for Recent TV. I'm at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas with the political consultant and commentator Dick Morris, who's here talking about National School Choice Week and school reform writ large. I know you're in a hurry. Basically, I want to ask you one question. It feels like we're at kind of an irresistible force movement, movement with school choice right now, and yet there is this immovable object. Assess for us quickly where we are in that struggle between the two, and is this object going to actually move?
Well, we've tried everything else. We've tried to raise spending, we've tried to strengthen curriculums, we've tried to require better teacher preparation, we've tested students, nothing has worked. Totally flat for 20 years. So Americans are getting the point. And parents are insisting, as a matter of their personal rights, their personal civil liberties, to be able to choose where their child goes to school. That's a fundamental moral right. And that immovable object of the teachers' union ain't so immovable.
Are there examples of that starting to break down and crumble around us? Where do you see it playing out in the next couple of years?
The entire state of Indiana is converting to school choice. The whole state. So is Ohio. So is Wisconsin. At least in the Milwaukee area for Wisconsin, the Pittsburgh area for Pennsylvania, the Memphis area for Tennessee, Denver, Colorado, whole state of Arizona. Those are all now 100% pro-choice, school choice jurisdictions, and it's spreading like crazy across the country.
And is there a politics that is not being taken advantage of on the national level, since you're a political consultant? Are people leaving this off the table on the national scene, or are people starting to embrace this or getting involved in it?
Well, it's manifesting itself more as a state and gubernatorial issue. But the fundamental backing for the Liberal Democratic Party has always been the votes of women, because it's always been based on issues of social conservatism and choice on abortion. But now the school choice movement is superseding that and moving people toward away from a strict liberal democratic orthodoxy.
That's great. Thank you very much, Dick Morris. For Recent TV, I'm Matt Welch.